This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Aubrey Haddard got her footing as a musician at a very young age, singing in blues bands in her hometown. Haddard's 25 now, and the Boston-based artist is coming into her own as a songwriter and a bandleader. Her debut album came out last year and garnered buzz in New England. Now she's performing up and down the East Coast. WBUR music critic Amelia Mason thinks Haddard is poised for a big break. In the latest installment of Mason's series on up-and-coming musicians, up next, she tells us why she thinks Haddard is a singer you should seek out.
The first thing you notice about Aubrey Haddard, of course, is her voice. It's just very powerful. She can really belt. But I think it would be easy for her to just be that kind of singer, the big, impressive kind of singer, and she really has a lot more range than that. She can get very delicate. Here's a bit of her song, What I Need Now, which I think really shows off her range and sensitivity. Haddard grew up in the Hudson Valley. She started singing and singing out as a teen, picked up the guitar a little later, and came to Berklee College of Music in Boston, where she actually ended up studying for a couple years and leaving early in order to focus on her career. And I think what really sets her apart from other talented singers is just that she's a great songwriter. Her debut album, Blue Part, it's really impressive. It's her first full-length solo album, and these are really well-crafted songs. They have strong melodic bones, they have thoughtful lyrics, and I think that's really a testament to Haddard's philosophy about songwriting and arranging, which she describes as just being a very deliberate and intentional process.
There's been so many times where I write a song and find parts that work and just roll with it, and I feel like it's so much more important to find the perfect part than a part that works, because that's just how you get the best song out of it.
So it's not enough for Haddard for things to be, you know, good. They need to be perfect. One of my favorite songs of hers is this one called I Should Know Better. I almost forgot this feeling, yeah. To be on the ground kneeling. I ran out down my head with over the ceiling. Now I'm just barely. I love the first verse of this song. It goes, I almost forgot this feeling to be on the ground kneeling right after my head went through the ceiling. I think it really encapsulates that experience of feeling totally in the thrall of someone else, even when you know they're kind of treating you badly. And it's also just a really catchy song. Another favorite of mine is called Save Me. Right there while I take off my clothes, I want to tell you things that nobody else knows. This song really shows Haddard's knack for creating an atmosphere. You know, it's very lush and sensual, but it's not overwrought. Most of the songs on Haddard's debut album are written about her relationship with her boyfriend, Charlie Rudell, who's actually the bassist in her band. And there is a song on the record called Charlie. Haddard says she wrote it right after they met, when she was living in Boston and he was living in New York.
And ended up, like, sending it to him as a gesture of, like, I'm thinking about you and, like, I want to see you again and all that stuff. And it just kind of turned into this, like, bluesy romance anthem for us. But yeah,
that's bold.
it was bold. But Charlie's also a writer, and he was sending me some sweet poetry and things like that, and there was just an exchange of intellectual property. So I need you. I can see you. I can beat you one more time.
Blue Part is a love album, though I think you risk reducing it with that label. It's got a whole range of emotions, like pain and anxiety. It's really clear that Hatterd has her priorities right. Her fidelity is to vocal craft, song craft, and most importantly, emotional truth.
Was WBUR music critic Amelia Mason telling us about Boston-based singer-songrighter Aubrey Hatterd. To read Amelia's full write-up on Hatterd's music and to see a video we produced of Hatterd performing, go to the artery section of WBUR.org.